This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN.
Hi there, this is Jason Gibbs and this is your QNN News Update. Labor may discontinue the school chaplaincy program that has effectively replaced safe schools if they win the next election. Labor Senator Doug Cameron has called for a secular Australia and said that his party believed the funding could be used to instead train qualified school counsellors. In the recent budget, the program was extended for 4 years with an astonishingly high $247 million in extra funding. Dozens of sex workers and supporters gathered in Cairns over the weekend to march for the decriminalisation of sex work in Queensland. Organised by Queensland sex worker peer organisation Respect Inc., the march marked International Sex Workers Day and called for an end to laws that workers say endanger them every day. Respect Inc. chairperson Kayla Rose said that the safety practices such as operating in the same building as another sex worker or sending a message about their whereabouts for work were against Queensland law, forcing workers to choose between operating safely or legally. A new Australian study suggests that people who do not hold discriminatory attitudes about same-sex couples are more intelligent. The University of Queensland research analysed data from more than 11,000 people, asking participants about their beliefs on gay rights and assessing cognitive ability using 3 tests. The study is among the first to address a potential link between intelligence and LGBTI acceptance. Long-running soap Neighbours has confirmed it will air Australian TV's first legal same-sex wedding later this year. The nuptials of Aaron and David will be broadcast on September 3, with TV icon and LGBTI hero Magda Szubanski on officiation duties. The on-screen couple got engaged in an episode which aired earlier this month. Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, is planning a huge party to mark its 25th birthday this year. Kicking off with its annual Radiothon membership drive, the Melbourne-based station is this month reflecting on how far it's come and why the community still needs Joy. The station is calling on the community to help them continue to fight discrimination and break down isolation for another 25 years by becoming a member or donating via joy.org.au. That was your QNN News Update. Now to Tanya, here's your QNN Sport Report.
Soccer fans have ruined the LA Galaxy's Pride Night by shouting a homophobic slur. Supporters yelled Puto throughout the match against FC Dallas on Wednesday's Pride Night at StubHub Stadium, which is a slur against gay men commonly used in Mexico. There were no repercussions for fans shouting the insult. Each ticket included a Galaxy-themed Pride scarf with a percentage of its proceeds donated to the You Can Play project. A Christian football player in America has refused to play for the US national team because of their LGBT pride shirt. North Carolina Courage star Jalen Hinkle was chosen to play in several matches last year, but turned down the offer because of the rainbow kit. In an interview on the 700 Club website, Hinkle said she felt convicted in her spirit that she must be obedient to God and not wear the jersey. Last Wednesday, Portland Thorns fans booed Hinkle and crafted a sign against her when she was introduced for the match with the Carolina Courage. The Republic of Ireland and the US incorporated the rainbow flag into their football shirts to mark the beginning of Pride Month during a friendly in Dublin this week. And finally, World Cup organisers have promised LGBT soccer fans that they'll be safe at the World Cup after gay groups warned last week that they could be in danger. Pride in Football campaign leader Joe White received threats that queer soccer supporters would be hunted down and attacked at the mid-June tournament, but the organising committee say that fans will be warmly welcomed and will be allowed to display their pride. The committee released a statement saying that all visitors will not be fined for expressing their feelings, regardless of their race, gender, religion, ability or sexual orientation. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Jason Gibbs. More news next week.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.